You're listening to SBS News.
A full federal election is usually held once every 3 years and involves choosing House of Representative members and half the Senate. The House of Representatives is often referred to as the People's House or the House of Government. The Australian Electoral Commission's Evan Eakin-Smith explains how to complete the House of Representatives vote to make sure it counts.
On the green ballot paper, you've got to number all the boxes from your most favourite candidate to your least favourite candidate. And that's really important. So follow the instructions on the ballot paper, number all your boxes, and really think about the order that you want to put the candidates in.
He says there are 151 divisions across Australia, and one member will be chosen for each. And the Prime Minister is selected when members of a political party vote for a leader and that party successfully forms government at an election. Dr. Peter Chen teaches politics at the University of Sydney, and he says based on past elections, it can be harder for smaller parties to secure federal seats.
Some listeners might recall that in 2019, the Greens did make a big effort actually to pick up a few seats, usually inner city seats that were held by progressive ALP members. But they're actually very unsuccessful there.
The electorates are determined by population, so each has a similar number of voters. The chosen people for the House of Representatives become known as Members of Parliament. The government needs 76 seats in the House of Representatives for a majority. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.